7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Well, I don't think so. That is not the correct time. That cannot possibly be the correct time, because it isn't. The actual time right here, right now, is 1930 UTC, and that, my friends, is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, once again, it's a new lovely day, and it's time for a new lovely Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, which empowers me with a lot of responsibility, a lot of great responsibilities, one of which is to drink the tea. Woo! That's some good stuff today. What are we drinking? Well, if you had to guess, you'd probably be right, because I know you're thinking, oh, he's probably drinking Da Hong Pao again. Let's listen to him pour. We can usually tell by the pouring sounds what kind of tea it is. Oh, yeah. That is very obviously, very clearly Da Hong Pao. I mean, come on. Don't be silly. You know what Da Hong Pao sounds like? Oh, it's so good, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. I do love drinking tea. There's no doubt about that. But one thing I should tell you is drinking this nice tea right now, it's making my sinuses do this weird thing. My sinuses are starting to let loose. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Well, nobody seems to know. And speaking of things that we just don't know, I'm trying to decide whether or not we should continue with our new feature, you know, Mantis Check, or Find the Backyard Mantis, or whatever we're calling it, or if we should just give that up and start something new. Well, because I'm so indecisive, I think maybe we better do it. So I have put on my shoes. I have stepped into my garage. I have hit the button that opens the garage door. And as the garage door opens up, I'm exposed to the outside world. Wow, look at this. It's the world. I'm not impressed. It's a little bit too warm for me to be out here today, but we're not going to be out here for long. So let's just work my way around the edge of the house here, and we'll open the gate. We'll go through the gate. Any buns back here? Well, no. Oh, wait. Who's that? Nope. That's a blue jay under the bushes. The buns tend not to come out during the day. Well, but once the sun starts to go down, oh, the buns, they love to congregate in my backyard. So I'm walking over to the mantis zone, which is just below the window of my office slash studio where we were moments ago. And so now what we do is we stand here and we check all of these little pink flower heads to see if there's a mantis sitting on them. Because the mantises like to sit on the flowers, and then when the bees and the bugs come to you know, eat the flowers, then the mantises eat the bugs. That's a good strategy. And that's a good strategy that's worked out for them for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Nice low ball there, Tobe. But the bad news is, as much as I sit here and look, I'm even checking underneath the flower heads, because all the turkey dudes will sit under there. All right, let's look over here real quick. Not seeing any of our mantis buddies. Well, I'm sort of disappointed, but I was sort of expecting this as well. We did not find our mantis buddy yesterday either. And at one point in time, there was two. There was a male and a female running around back here. And I'm beginning to think, that the female got her hands on the male. Let's close the gate. And as everybody probably already knows, I have a feeling our male mantis got eaten by the female, and maybe she's gonna go off somewhere and have some babies. Now let's check the male. Anything in the mail? Ooh, I did get something in the mail. What did I get in the mail? Nothing. It is just garbage. So we take it over here to the recycling bin, throw it in there, close the garage door, re-enter the house, and here we are once again in the realm of the bass drop baby.
Bass drop baby.
Yeah, you're welcome, bass drop baby.
Bass drop baby. Bass drop baby. Bass drop baby. Bass drop baby.
Oh, goodness gracious. And yeah, well, no matter how much I try to stall here with all these little shenanigans. Oh, let's look for a praying mantis in my backyard. Let's call bass drop baby. I'm dreading this. I don't know if I have anything today. I don't know if I have any chops today. But it's time. It's time for Blues Guy Update. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are familiar with the concept of our little Tobster, our chairman and host, becoming a blues guy, an actual star. And in order to do that, that means I'm going to have to learn how to play guitar and stuff, and so I'm learning how to play the blues. Where are we with this? Am I any good at playing the blues yet? We better find out. And this is the last song of the night of the gig. So, you know, imagine you're hearing this and you're thinking, oh, it's the last song, and this is the part where the guy is talking and he says, oh, be sure you tip your bartenders and your waitresses and last call for alcohol and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and this is where it all falls apart. This is... I don't have it this morning. It's too early to be doing this. Abort! Abort! Bail out! Let's get out of here! Drop a bass. Oh, sorry about that, folks. It looks like I just don't have it today. And that's okay. You can't be expected to have skills every single day. This is going to be not one of those day having skills. I mean, skills having days. And now things are getting worse because I don't know what's happening, but I'm starting to flush. I'm starting to get hot. Probably because of this massive musical failure that we have just had. And this is bad. Do I need to find something to drink? Ooh, luckily, I have some conveniently placed mango juice right here. Yeah, I'm not going to drink tea right now, not when I'm too hot. Oh, good mango juice. And yes, if you're wondering, goldfish are nibbling at my toes. This is going to play havoc with my sinuses, though. This probably is not good. What was the mistake that we made today? The mistake that we made is that we went outside when it was 85 degrees, and then we tried to play guitar. That is not the correct order. You do not go outside and then play guitar. You play guitar, and then you go outside. Or you should avoid going outside because it's way too damn hot to begin with. Oh, let's just avoid everything except bananas. Or banana, Everybody likes a banana, na 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 banana, na
banana, na na
banana, na 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 na. I do not have a banana. I do think I do want to hear a little bit of some bluesy type music. So, what does Justin Johnson have for us today? Oh, look at this! He's doing some Skynyrd. Give me back my bullets, and he's gonna play this song on a 3-string cigar box guitar, but it's not a cigar box. It is, of course, an ammo can. So, you know, if you're going to sing a song about bullets, you might as well use an ammo can guitar. Does this mean I'm going to need to make an ammo can guitar? I hope not. Thank you. Making lots of noise playing with reverb. Oh, I understand, Justin. I do a little bit of that myself. That was Justin Johnson doing Lynyrd Skynyrd's Gimme Back My Bullets on a guitar that was made out of an ammo can. And that's great. You got to learn to recycle. You got to turn things into other things. You got to take old things that are garbage and make them into new things that are, you know, awesome, like musical instruments. For example, if you have a dad, you can turn him into a Japanese bear dad, a Nihonjin Kumaoto-san this. Where is Dad, anyway?
What's wrong with Dad?
He's a bear.
Goodness, was he a bear this morning?
He was, until he got his morning coffee. Now he's a Japanese bear dad.
Was Dad a Japanese bear dad this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
Oh, yeah. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, don't give Japanese bear dad a banana. He's just gonna make a greasy mess. And boy, are you gonna get it now. What?
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
A mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
A mom.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
Hurry. 409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Mom.
Hey, that shines.
Because as everyone knows, it's all about the shininess. Thanks, 1981 Mom. Well, thanks to 1981 Mom, now I need some energy. I need some kind of change of pace here. So I think I need some music. I know what song I want. I haven't heard this in a while, and there's so many versions of it. Let's try this version. This is the original version of Republica's Ready to Go.
You're where See? Yeah. That was fun. That's doing it for me. That's pumping me up a little bit, giving me a little bit of energy. That was Republica with I'm Ready to Go. Is anyone else ready to go?
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
No, but I got a Japanese bear dad.
Was dad a Japanese bear dad this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
You know, he does look a little bit hungry, but what do you feed a Japanese bear dad?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
No.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
No, it's no secret. Everybody at this point should understand that if you have a hungry Japanese bear dad, all you gotta do is give it a banana or a banana, or, you know, send him to Pineapplebee's for an entree of pineapple and a side of danger. Duh. Well, and, you know, I guess that's not your only option. I guess you could always feed a Japanese bear dad something like, oh, I don't know, Kirk Cameron. But you know how Kirk Cameron is. He's so greasy. He always leaves a greasy mess everywhere. And boy, are you gonna get it now. What?
Boy, are you gonna get it now. What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before he starts
flying. 409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409
Hurry.
Is so effective it starts
Hurry.
To work before you start to wipe.
1981, Mom.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
All we're trying to do is feed our Japanese bear dad. Was dad a bear this morning? I don't know. Wait, how do you spell banana anyway? I mean, if we're going to feed a Japanese bear dad, what the hell was that? I just need to know how to spell banana-na-na, or how do you spell banina-na? Wait, what? Psych! Hell no, we don't need any banana cha-cha today. What we need is to listen to some defrag music, because I love to fight. Uh-oh.
Love to buy, love to buy.
Soy demo, koi demo, in janai?
Love to buy, love to buy. I love to buy.
High tension, de high na high touch. Money, reach, jet coaster. You understand, understand. Kibun wo jojo, tangu stand. I never know why.
Pan-pan, kute, in the oh-ho. Na hanken, teki ni chousen. Teki kara motte, kamitsuite. Snipe, spike, suken, den.
You never know why.
Yeah, that's about all I can take too. And good thing, because we're running out of time anyway, nobody's paying any attention. You've been listening to Dubious Japanese Bear Dad Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC to educate you upon how to feed your Japanese bear dad. That's all I got. My name's Tobe. I gotta eat lunch and do stuff. Tune in tomorrow for more wackiness. Tune in on Monday for Blues Update. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.